Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
We talk about food, we talk about music, with musical dudes, finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
That was just Francis Cone, June, coming off their new EP. They'll be playing live later on Snacky Tunes. Welcome to the show. I am one half your host, Aaron Bresnitz. Greg Bresnitz is out in Portland. I can officially say that spring is here. Thumbs up all around. After Friday night, I think everyone said if it's not a beautiful weekend, we might have to quit New York. Yeah, we have co-host in the house, Carter Adams, walking in. How are you, buddy?
Sorry, I always have my drinks.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to welcome to the show two of my favorite ladies in food, Carrie Diamond and Claudia Wu. Welcome.
Hey, Darren. Thank you.
Hey.
You might recognize Carrie's voice. We've had her on previous episodes with her partner, best friend, Rob Newton of Seersucker, Nightingale 9, and many other things.
Just one, Smith Canteen.
Smith Canteen. I mean, you guys work on other projects.
We work on our lives, I guess.
Yeah.
But those three and those the magazine are pretty much it.
That's it?
Yes, that's it.
There are only so many hours.
Only so many hours in the day. Well, we've been trying to have Cherry Bomb on the show, but Carrie put it to us that we could not have Cherry Bomb unless we had some sort of female-fronted musical act, and here we are today.
I did want an all-girl band, but I know you tried hard.
We tried. I think we got to the point where it's like, we're either going to do this or we're not going to do this.
We've been trying for a long time.
Why don't you start a band?
Like Claudia said, there are only so many hours in the day. We have our hands full right now. Well, I'd start a record label, though. I love music, man. That was my first love.
Was it your first love?
Absolutely.
Did you used to go to all the shows? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Staten Island, New York, so I was really lucky that at the age I am, I caught the tail end of the new wave movement, so I got to see everybody play in Manhattan, and it was awesome. I saw the Smiths, I saw the Cure, I saw everybody.
When they were still like young and beautiful?
They were really young and beautiful. The Smiths show was the highlight of my life, perhaps.
The Smiths are still beautiful, they're just not very young.
The Smiths are still beautiful, yeah.
Not so much.
No.
Cure looks rough.
And, you know, Boy George is putting out a new album.
I am very excited about that.
I heard some of the lyrics. It's questionable.
What, the lyrics are questionable or the quality of the music is questionable?
A little bit of A, a little bit of B. I'm sure there's some sleeper hits on there.
This is so embarrassing, but back in high school, I had the people I had crushes on were Michael Stipe, Robert Smith, Morrissey, and Boy George.
Wow. Did any of those work out ever?
No, I did try to throw myself on the stage at the Smith show, and I actually thought I would be brought backstage. All these girls were fainting and being brought on stage, and I was like, oh my God, that's the secret to getting backstage. So I pretended to pass out, got dragged over the barricade onto the stage.
But then they just put you back out in the crowd.
No, they escorted me out.
Done.
That's not actually going backstage.
That's just like not being in the crowd anymore.
No, I was so upset. I was escorted out. Fortunately, it was the end of the show, but I was like, damn. Man.
Claudia, what did you listen to growing up?
I would say similar. The Cure, The Smiths, Depeche Mode.
Did you ever throw yourself over a barrier to get to your idols?
No, I was not a fanatic like
You're younger, though. How are you? Can I interview Claudia now? Claudia, you're younger than I am. How come you're into that music?
I had an older brother, so I listened to everything he listened to,
God, that older brother thing.
Huge.
Now,
did you know about that?
I don't. I'm the older brother. Now everyone's older brothers is Spotify.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So we have you on the show today because you two are the founders of the amazing Cherry Bomb magazine. Issue number 2 is currently out. Still available, or is it like sold out in print?
Number 1 is almost sold out. Issue number 2 is still out there. Issue number 3, we swear to God, is coming.
Might not.
It's
on its way.
It's on its way.
Let's talk for summer.
Let's talk about this. So, I met Carrie back in my former life as a DJ, when I DJed at a Coach store event.
Oh, that's right. We hired you.
Yeah,
that's how we met. Yeah, that's
well, how you worked for Coach.
For a brief moment, yes.
It's
fine. Why, do you know someone there?
No, I mean, I know you now.
I only quit my day job less than a year ago.
Yeah, but I mean, that's because your side business of running through restaurants on a magazine is more than most people do in their normal day job. So you were doing that, and you were doing freelance.
I had a creative agency for like 5.5 years, yeah.
How did you like that?
It was great in the beginning, and then, I don't know. That's the longest I've ever had one job for. So by the end, I think I was done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you two meet?
We met a long time ago. We met at Harper's Bazaar in
2001. After
right after 9/11.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and you'd been living in New York, both of you. Weird time?
Like, what time?
Was it a weird time?
Oh my God, it was so weird. I started there 2 weeks before 9/11, and when it happened, I just thought it was the end of everything we knew. I thought it was the end of publishing, it was the end of the luxury industry, it was the end of all those things, and it wasn't. But if you lived in New York at that time, you know it was just a really weird, heavy, sad time to be in the city.
It's weird to think of the city as a sad place to be.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I grew up here, so the sad reality for me and everyone else who was here during 9/11 was that you knew a lot of people who were killed. And I mean, this is so awful to talk about, but you really spent months just going to funerals. That's what life was like here, and it was heavy.
That is heavy. That's super heavy. But so you two met and you had a friendship. And then over the years, when did you both sort of figure out that you had a shared love for food?
Good question, Claudia.
I would say we were more colleagues at Bazaar. I was in the art department, and I don't think I was there for very long. Maybe like 9 months.
We didn't hang out, but I was a big fan of Claudia's projects.
Yeah, I started this like tiny indie magazine called Me Magazine, and Carrie was always really supportive of it for some reason. And then I guess the idea for Cherry Bomb came around because someone suggested Seersucker do a cookbook, and Carrie was like, there are too many cookbooks out there, so maybe we'll do an annual magazine.
Wait, what year is this?
This was, what year is this? 2014. So that would make last year 2013. 2012.
But you had kept in touch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this all came about, so were they asking, you were like looking for a cookbook to write?
Rob was getting, offered. Rob Newton, my partner, was getting all these offers to do cookbooks.
Because Rob is the bomb.
Because Rob is the bomb.
And makes delicious food.
Hi, Rob. I know you're probably watching a Yankees game and not listening to this, but you'll catch the rebroadcast. So Rob was getting all these offers to do cookbooks, and there's so many cookbooks out there, and we just said, we don't want to do the same old picture, recipe thing. And I was like, well, what about an annual magazine? That might be a lot of fun. And Rob was into the idea, and I said, let me call Claudia. She does her own magazine all by herself, makes it look easy. And Claudia and I just started hanging out and having meals and talking. And one thing led to another. We don't really remember the aha moment, believe it or not. And the name came out of thin air. And we started to tell some friends. And next thing we knew, other friends started pitching us before we even had decided to really do this magazine.
But wait, how did it switch from Seersucker magazine to Cherry Bomb magazine? Because it's all about women and food, so Rob, at some point, had to take a little bit of a walk to the sidelines, right?
Didn't work out for him.
No, Rob took a big walk.
He can go front a band.
Oh my God, babe, great idea. Here's the rub. What was that like?
Yeah, he was just kind of like, WTF. He's like, I thought this was going to be my...
Sorry, bro.
The Seersucker magazine. I was like, oh yeah, no, it's not.
So what was the transition? When we were like, oh, instead of... We want to do like a women in food magazine.
Do you remember, Claudia? I don't remember.
I think that, I think even back then we recognized that women were kind of underrepresented in the press, so.
Mm-hmm. I think it started kind of selfishly. I mean, it did start, the grain of the idea was that Seersucker annual magazine, and then the more we started to talk, you know, Claudia and I have a lot of common interests. We love food, we're very aesthetically driven. We love magazines. We love the printed page. You know, Claudia's background is a graphic designer. Mine is a writer. And the more we talked, you know, Lucky Peach had come out, and we really recognized that as a game changer in terms of food publishing. And it was definitely an inspiration, but so were lots of other things. And I recognized, now that I had left the fashion industry and was part of the food world.
Yeah.
I recognize that women really did not get their due in this industry.
Did not. And so how does one start a magazine in this day and age, a luxury magazine no less?
It's not easy, I'll tell you that.
It's not easy.
Carrie was mistaken when she said... it's tough. I mean...
Well, I wasn't mistaken in that you made it look easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you know, print is really expensive. And it's the whole model of, like, funding it. It's just so odd to have a product that doesn't pay for itself. You know, mm-hmm. you need outside money, like advertising. But we did a Kickstarter, which was Carrie's brilliant idea.
Which I helped fund.
Thank you.
Thanks, Darren.
No problem.
So that really, you know, helped us out a lot in the beginning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a great way to get started. I mean, it's beautiful. It's a big, it's a large format magazine. It's not your standard thin, you know,
it's not
paper.
A pamphlet.
No, it's thick. But why don't we do this? Let's take a little break. Let's talk about how you got the first one, the second one, and we'll talk about Jubilee. And we'll go from there.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
Don't you tell them what to do. On the knuckle, baby, look me dead in the eye. Watch you see it right through me too.
Tambo solo. You're so good.
So, we're talking with Carrie Diamond, Claudia Wu of Cherry Bomb Magazine, and where we left off before the break, you had decided you were going to do the magazine, got your Kickstarter funded, and then you actually had to put the magazine together. So, I can't imagine that you were without an insane amount of content. I'm sure everyone was pitching you, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, this being an industry and you knowing that you want to do another issue, things like that. How did you say no to people who want to be... Because there's only one first issue. You can't go do issue zero, you know?
You could. We didn't think about that.
Oh. All right. Well, I get 10% of issue zero.
Now.
Yeah.
While you wait for issue three, just go back and do issue zero.
Oh, before we do issue three, it's issue zero.
Time out, guys.
So then how did you edit? Like, what did you... did you know that there are some articles that had to be in this one, or you just, like, sort of did a best of the best?
I think... There were some stories that came in. We were like, that's amazing. We need to do this. And then it was just a matter of, like, filling out, you know, making it, like, a balanced product, you know?
The magazine sort of design... It doesn't design itself, but it sort of, in a weird way, puts itself together.
Yeah, it's, like, organic. It's an organic
process. Just there to sort of massage. Yeah. Sort of all falls into place.
Exactly.
And what was the topic for the first... The debut issue?
It was the tastemaker issue, but that we came to after, pretty much at the very end.
Oh, you're like, oh, I see a theme.
How convenient. Yeah. Oh, they're all tastemakers.
We do the theme. Now we do the themes in advance, but back then, yeah.
For issue zero or for issue one?
Back in issue one, but now for issue two and three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Issue zero, we haven't worked out that theme yet, but like the next issue, issue 3, coming soon, the theme is girl crush.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Jamie has told me that she tells me she has a new girl crush every day, so I assume she's got some chef girl crush.
Does everyone who listens to your show know who
Jamie is? Oh, Jamie's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, go back and listen to the podcast.
At least through the next issue.
Yeah.
And maybe her girl
we
crush.
Have a crush on Jamie, and Jamie has contributed to the girl crush issue.
Awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to read it. And issue number 2 was all about...
That was the baked issue.
Yeah. It was great. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
That was a fun issue. It was a blast to put Erin McKenna on the cover. She is amazing. She's the founder of Baby Cakes.
Mm. Oh, Baby Cakes are awesome. Go get your vegan products.
Mm-hmm.
What's the issue for number 3? Or, I'm sorry, who's on the cover?
We can't tell you.
Oh! Thought we'd get a scoop.
Nope. So, no scoop.
So last weekend, you had the very first Cherry Bomb symposium. Can we call it symposium?
We called it a conference.
A conference.
Okay. You can call it whatever you want.
Okay. Called Jubilee. And it was in response. Well, why don't you tell me what it was in response to?
Oh, God. We're so tired. Honestly, we never have to talk about
fine.
That.
Fine. Fine. You just did
it. It looked amazing. It just, like, totally took over my Instagram feed.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this thing going on that I'm obviously not invited to? But everybody's having such a good time. And, you know, you like, text Darren. He's like, I don't know, man. We can't go.
We can't go. We're not Women Who Network.
No, you could have bought a ticket, and it didn't. There were no gender restrictions on ticket purchases, so anybody could have bought a ticket. But there were only maybe 3 guys in the room.
Yeah,
and then Ken Friedman walked in and like doubled our guy population. That was awesome.
Awesome. So what was it all about? What happened last Sunday?
So we decided when we started doing the magazine, we always have a really fun launch party. I think you've been to.
I have been.
Yes. So. It's really awesome to get all those people in the same room, and I'm always surprised that not everybody knows each other. You know, New York's right. A big town, but it's also a small town, and we'd have all these kick-ass women there, and they would be like, you know, like Nicole Franzen, for example, a photographer, amazing. Somebody would come in and be like, oh my God, that's Nicole Franzen, I'm such a big fan. And I would say, how in the world do you not know Nicole Franzen? And it dawned on us that a lot of these people who were like fans and admirers of each other don't know each other. So we thought it would be really cool to eventually have a conference. But then, you know, a lot of stuff went down. Can you curse on?
Say what the fuck you want.
Okay. So I was going to say, then a lot of shit went down late last year regarding women and food. And
Time Magazine.
And we realized...
Boring.
That... Thank you. And we realized that we had to do something.
You had to.
Yeah. So...
Well, you were already doing something.
Well, right. Not until 2015. Right, well, we were already doing something.
That
this
silly magazine cover put so many people in a space where they had to react rather than just doing what they're doing.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, it was shocking. You know, Time is a major, major magazine and has been for decades. And for them to do something that made everyone say, like, oh my God, is it like 1950? It was just so backwards and weird. And
I just don't see how anyone in the edit room... It's not like they like wrote it one day and it came out the next that no one had a comment about the lack of
hey guys
gender difference.
Right. Hey.
Yeah,
hey.
Exactly. And especially because they had a new editor in chief who was a woman, and she wrote a book called somebody correct me on this, but called The Biggest Boys Club in the World, and it's about the presidency. So this is a woman who realizes that these boys clubs happen and is very attuned to it, but for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe she wasn't involved in the story. But
did she ever come out and give a comment on it?
No, not at all.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah. How could you?
Yeah, what you going to say?
Well, the writer, the Howard who did the whole thing. Okay, see, you got us talking about it. So anyway, we just thought it would be... That happened, but then also knowing that all these amazing women existed in this industry and they don't know each other, and at the end of the day, it all comes down to relationships and networking and who you know. That's just the reality of life in a place like New York City.
Yeah.
So we just thought it would be really fun to do this. And I said to Claudia, I'm so sorry. I'm going to ruin the next 3 months of our lives. But we have to come up with a name for it. And I was coming up with the crappiest names in the world. And Claudia, just off the top of her head, was like, what about Jubilee?
That's great. So punchy.
Yeah. And it also... You know, Jubilee, if you look up what the word means, it's a celebration. And we did not want this to be, like, whiny, bitchy day. We wanted this to be a celebration because...
Also, whiny, bitchy day is already a festival in London. it's pretty good.
But we wanted... There is so much to celebrate. There are, you know, regardless of what happened with time, there are so many women in this industry doing amazing things, worthy of celebrating. There are lots of conversations to be had, and we just went for it. And we have to give a shout out to our partner in crime on Jubilee,
Christina Knowlton, who's the wife of Andrew Knowlton.
Shout out.
Yeah. We couldn't have done it without her. She was so organized.
Oh my gosh. She saved our lives.
Yeah. How beautiful is that Highline Hotel room?
Oh.
The refectory?
Spectacular.
Stunning.
Yeah. It used to be an Episcopal seminary. It was built in 1899.
It's stunning. It's one of the best, probably one of the best new event rooms in New York.
Claudia found it. She named the conference. She found the space.
It seems like you two work well together.
Yeah. Like,
little yin, little yang, or is it not as...
Well, we were just talking about our yin-yang food tastes. Yeah.
Yes. We balance each other.
Vegetarian, right?
Pescatarian.
Pescatarian. I don't think they do fish pizza here. I don't think I've ever seen fish pizza.
I guess sardines. Clam pie.
Clam pie.
Anchovy. Come on.
Anchovies. Yeah. I said corrected. And you are full on carnivore.
I eat anything.
That's awful. But you balance each other out work-wise as well?
We do. I wish I were more like Claudia. Claudia has a great respect for things like deadlines.
Yeah, I'm always trying to set them and carry constantly.
It's a good idea being that you run a magazine.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. Just a lot of
things. We were on a panel with the guys from Swallow magazine.
Oh, yeah, James.
And they have published like 3 issues in
5 years.
Five years. And I was like, I love that kind of schedule.
Oh, man. He is. What's next? I don't even know.
That Mexico City issue was awesome.
Yeah, he had Mexico City, Scandinavia, and then he had like the Trans-Siberian Railroad.
Yeah, the first one was the Trans-Siberian.
Yeah.
He told me about that.
Crazy. That guy's great.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Wherever he is in the world. Well, thank you both for being on. Do you want to shout out all the Instagram, Twitter feed, stuff like that?
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's just Cherry Bomb Mag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's an E on there, right?
Oh, yes. There's an E. Don't forget the E.
Yeah. So why don't you spell it out?
CherryBombeMag.
Yeah. See? It's secret.
That made all the difference.
That made all the difference.
Cherry Bomb without the E is probably goes somewhere you don't want to go.
Yeah, you don't want to go. You don't want to go to Cherry Bomb Mag.
Not in front of your mother.
No.
Oh, I don't even know what that means. But Darren, thank you. This has really been a long time coming.
I know. I mean, look, you
11
know,
months at least.
Look, if I can find some way to have you ladies on every other week, we just make it happen.
I love hanging That's out sweet. Here.
Any excuse to come eat at Roberta's.
Yes.
And to hang out with Darren.
And hang out with Darren.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine. It's
Claudia.
It's totally fine. Look, we know that the main draw is pizza first, hanging out with us fourth. Because there's, you know.
There's still beer and
still
salad
beer and salad, you even things get like to that. Hang out, yeah. All right, so we have the wonderful Francis Cone coming up to play live.
And you asked me would I live with that ghost in the house. Yeah, I would trade 1 year of fear for that old feeling. And my love for you parades in this room, refusing to leave, hoping to weave my way into the hours when you can fall asleep. Or you can fall asleep, but I'm always gonna watch you fall asleep. But I'm always gonna watch you, that's me. I love you with that wild love. I love you with that love. The rainbow dances with Christ on the wall. The requiem breaks the devil who falls. And I'm free, I'm free from the pulling force. I'm free from the grasp of that beautiful girl. She was part of my world before I was changed. Changed from the voice into the living thing. And please let it be, you still see him and me. Two hands to play a song for the dead. Oh, a requiem for the one who walks through me. And you can walk through me like God and the angel who shelters back
from the beast on the hill, and I'm running. I ran across the killing. I ran across the killing. Madonna loves me. Madonna holds me. Madonna dies. Madonna unfolds in me now. I can't believe in nothing. And I can't believe in nothing. And you stand before me in a big dream, asking all you. Stand in my bed, shaking your head. And sing a requiem for the hands God gave you. Walk away, but I'm always gonna love you. That's me. I love you with that wild love, yeah. I love you with that love. A requiem for the boy who needs. A requiem for the child who feeds from the breast. I can't believe in nothing.
We got Francis Cohen in the house. Welcome, guys. It looks like it's a rosé day out there, isn't it?
It's a
rosé. So nice out.
It's so,
so the first nice day like this in New York in a long time.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So why don't we go around the room, introduce yourselves. See, we got Michael Cera on drums. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
First today.
Well, I just heard what you were saying in the warm-up, and I had to say it. But why does everyone introduce themselves?
Christina Cohn.
I'm Jeff. I play guitar.
Andy, bass.
My name's Alex. I play the drums.
Nice. Welcome. Welcome. We're very happy to have you in-house, especially since the at request of our food guests, who we had to sort of shuffle out because of space reasons, they run a food and women food magazine. So they wanted to have like a female-fronted band on today.
Oh, sweet.
So,
I want to know about them so badly.
Well, when this show's over, you can listen to the first half of the podcast and learn all about them.
I will do that.
Well, welcome. I'm so excited to have you in-house. First thing I got to ask about, I hear you guys are fans of hot sauce.
I do love hot sauce so much.
Like, I heard about it, and then I was like, I don't know if that's right, and then I went onto your website, and it's literally listed in your bio.
It's a real thing.
What's your obsession with hot sauce?
I don't know. I don't know how my taste buds do without spicy at this point. But I just love all the kinds.
Did you grow up with hot sauce? Is this like, or did you come to hot sauce late in life?
I grew up in South Carolina.
Oh, there you go.
We put hot sauce on many things, but like the vinegar base, like the clear bottle that like your granddad makes and then gets super hot later in life.
Oh, yeah. That moonshine hot sauce?
Collard greens.
Oh, yeah.
It actually is really... I grew up in Georgia, so I totally understand.
Yeah.
Excellent hot sauce. I prefer vinegar-based barbecue, but that's for another day.
That's for another...
I do, too.
We don't have enough time to get into...
No.
That's not true. I just said I do, too, and I know my mom is listening, and she knows that... I like the mustard-based, like the yellow...
Yeah, oh, that's fine. Stuff. That's fine, yeah.
That's fine.
Vinegar, then mustard, then like North Carolina, North Carolina barbecue. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll let that sit on top for today. So, how did you all get together? How did you all meet? How did the band get started?
I wish that was a more interesting story, but I know Andy through mutual friends, and then Andy and Jeff met on MySpace in 2006.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes way.
Dating wing of it.
Yeah, the dating portion.
No, personal. No, it was a rad way for bands. There was a time when it was a really awesome way for bands to meet. Andy was based in Boston, and I was here in New York. Our bands at the time played really similar music.
Oh my God, MySpace.
Yeah.
Making music happen.
Yeah.
Alex and Andy were born in the same town and are 10 days apart in age, and their mothers were friends.
Oh.
We used to play video games together.
Really cool. And would you play video games and be like, one day we're going to be in a band?
Oh, every day.
Yeah. Every day?
Yeah.
Every day?
Eating pizza on the radio?
Yeah. I mean, things could be worse.
Dreams come true.
So how did everything gel? So you guys all sort of met each other and... Then when did you decide to put this commitment?
I have been here for, or I lived in New York for 7 years.
Okay.
And have been playing music, and then as of these guys separately, and then, gosh, I guess it was like a little over a year ago. And it just works. Like, I don't totally know, like, how the events played out to make it happen, but I feel like this is the first group of people that I've worked with that, like, we all have different strengths and weaknesses, and they just, like, somehow make up a whole person or a whole band.
That's really nice. A little bit of magic, right?
Yeah, a little bit of magic. We're just really good little family.
So based on today's theme and the people we had before, how does it feel to be the one woman trying to deal with three men all the time? Are you just like, Jesus Christ?
I mean, mainly they're just always waiting on me, which doesn't feel great.
That type of waiting on you.
Just waiting on me to get ready.
Not like, what can I get you?
What can I get
you? Oh, no, definitely not that version
like,
of waiting on me.
Literally waiting on you.
That version of waiting on me doesn't happen. That's not true. They're wonderful. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I don't feel like... It doesn't seem like, oh, I'm just the only woman and this is a... It's not like a theme, which I love.
It's great. You're just musicians.
Yeah, we're just musicians.
Play some songs.
All right.
Yeah.
Can we hear a song?
Yes.
Okay.
Put the pizza down.
Put the crust down. What's the first song we're going to hear?
This is the first single off our new EP that we released last week called June.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll talk about that after the break. Here we go. June.
I wish that you were here too. Tell me I'll stop running out of time soon. Forever is one thing. It's loud and it'll break you.
I forgot.
Awesome. Oh, that was really beautiful. Great harmonies.
Thanks.
So it's a little belated, but happy post Rex Manning Day. Your own Rex Manning Day.
Oh, wow. Did he stay?
Does no one get Empire Records?
No.
Oh, God.
I just tough crowd.
I just felt so old. Oh, my God.
No.
Christina wasn't allowed to watch movies when she was
young. I lack cultural references, which we may get to at some point.
I need to go drink my oldness away. Anyway, so how...
I don't think that's an age thing.
No, Rex Manning...
Everyone got it. I still don't get it, but I'm going to try to catch up one day.
Well, thank you for making me feel not so old. So you put the EP out. Mm-hmm. Tell me...
We put that single... That
the single out that for the EP that's coming out...
April 29th.
So that's like coming out super soon.
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah, I'm super excited.
How did the first EP come about? How did the first single come about?
You mean from a songwriting aspect?
Yeah. Like, how did you finally gel and be like, we're ready to put this out?
I mean, from a songwriting aspect, that song, I generally just work off melodies and instinct, and that melody came to me one day, and then, I don't know, I feel like this whole EP sort of has heavy themes, but I wanted it to have like a lightness musically, and so as a theme that song is definitely about a heavier subject, but I think we did an okay job at musically making it feel good to listen to, and of the four songs was the one that I wanted to come out first.
Nice.
And so that's what we did.
That's nice. And then, how many songs did you actually record? Like, how did you get down to these lead tracks?
It was these four from the start.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went to Nashville for a week, worked with a guy named Josh Kaler, and we ran the tunes by him first, but it was definitely, like, we had these four, we had sort of a limited amount of time, and it was, we just...
Laid them down?
Yeah.
Hot tracks?
I think these were the four most flushed out. And then we had like two or three, I guess, other ones that...
Or maybe.
Those are demos for the LP, right?
Yeah. They'll be next.
This was, of the four, the least... This is the only one we hadn't performed before we got there. And so this was the most, like, realized in the recording process of the four.
Oh, and that's crazy that that would become the single.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that new energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun... I've never had that where I've learned to play a song after it's recorded. Like, we really had to...
Wait.
Decide.
How did you record it, then?
We recorded pretty piecemeal, you know?
Okay. Like,
do the drums first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come up with a really cool drum part. Do the bass. Come up with a really cool bass part.
We also added horns and a bunch of other instruments, so it's hard to make that translate by just the four of us live. Because in the studio, you have so many channels.
Yeah. Who's playing horns? With you guys and on the record.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, well, not playing horns.
Not on the record.
Oh, no one can see me raising my hand.
No.
It's our friend Cole. He's in a band called Cuddle Magic.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
In the live setting, I do a horn thing with my keyboard.
Okay. I get that.
Look, not traveling with a horn.
You make it work.
You make it work. How'd you like hanging out in Nashville? Did you guys get some hot chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We got the hottest hot
chicken. We went...
Did you go to Prince's?
No, we didn't do Prince's. I've heard stories about Prince's.
They will not... They will size you up and be like, you can get this
you
level
can't. White people can't get the hottest chicken.
I didn't want to say that.
That's what I learned from Marc Maron. I learned that from Marc Maron went there and had a horror story. But we went to Hattie B's.
Oh, yeah, man.
Which I guess is a newer place, but pretty hip.
It's really good.
And we went there the first day. We got the just spicy...
Yeah. That
we were all like, we
that's
were
all
like,
I did.
We were like, oh, we can roll with that.
Jeff and I got cocky.
And then we went back.
We went back.
And we got the super spicy, which is just, why?
What? Is it, I mean, it's like, it really jumps a level.
Yeah, it jumps a level from tasty to, this is just, it's not fun anymore.
Painful.
This is not eating anymore. Like, this is a struggle.
You're not the same for like 36 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did that affect the recording
process? Well, trying to go back to work after that was definitely like a... Yeah. Christina, you're going to have to
do most of the work today. We're
suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff, it'll mess you up good.
Yeah. It'll mess you up good. I don't know how deep you want to get into bowels talk.
No, we do not. Did you guys hit like Arnold or any meat in three places like that?
Is that like a barbecue kind of thing?
No, it's like, essentially it's like this southern tradition. It's a cafeteria type of stuff where you get like one meat and then three sides, called like meat in three.
Oh, I see. No, we didn't. Or did we?
I'm very experienced in that, but no, we did not do that in Nashville.
No.
We went to that one place.
I love my meat in three sides. Come on.
Yeah.
The studio is right next to Hattie B's.
Yeah.
In this other restaurant. And we kind of just... We were in the studio for like 18 hours.
Yeah.
We're there.
That's cool. Can we hear another track?
Yeah.
Do you have one inspired by Hot Chicken?
This one's about Hot Chicken, right?
I mean, the whole EP is pretty inspired by Hot Chicken.
It's called Wiser, and like we know next time, we're going to be wiser and not Hot
Chicken. Well played. Well played.
Good job, Andrew.
All right. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
One... Two, one, two, ready, go.
What do you guys have? I know you have the EP coming out, but are you going to hit the road? Are you going to play some shows? Start gigging?
Oh, yeah.
We are. We're going to do a West Coast thing. Ooh. Starting May 6th.
Okay.
I've never been to the Pacific Northwest. Oh, also we're playing at Rough Trade on North 9th.
It's really nice venue. I was there this weekend. So nice.
It's so nice. What are you playing?
May 2nd.
Okay, so it's like a little warm up before you hit the road?
Yeah.
A little friends and family?
A little friends of maybe. I hope a lot of friends and family.
Yeah.
There's room.
All the
there's
friends
room.
We have.
There's a lot of room there. Mm-hmm. So you're going to Pacific Northwest?
Yeah.
Bring your rain boots.
Okay.
Or don't. I mean, or don't.
Don't.
I mean,
just bring extra socks. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, this is whatever.
Jeez. So are you driving out there? You're going to start here and drive out there? You're going to fly out there and pick up like a band?
We're going to fly and get a car.
Nice.
Smart move.
That's a smart move.
Yeah.
Though it is a beautiful drive, it's just 4 days.
It's long. Yeah. How long is the tour going to be?
It's pretty short, just the 7th to the 14th.
That's nice.
Yeah,
it's a week.
How do you travel together? How are the four of you in close quarters?
It's the best.
Yeah, we do pretty good.
Do a really good job, yeah.
Who's on driving lead and who's on food scouting?
There's pretty much two people that take care of most things.
These two drive.
Not on that list anywhere.
Hey, Alex logged in a good 4 hours.
We drove to Austin and back.
For South Pass. Yeah.
And we sort of took a long route on the way down because
like
we were down
hours
the
driving.
Yeah.
I did 40. Maybe they did 20.
No. I was previously confident in my driving skills, but it's really scary when you can't see out the back.
Oh, what were you driving?
A Subaru.
Okay. Yeah.
So I had a lot of nerves, and I was like, my nerves aren't helping the situation, so I'm just going to let them take over, and I will look for food. Or,
or you'll just sit there and it's
or
cool.
Or I'll sit
too.
There and play Scrabble.
Yeah.
With your grandma.
Oh, with my grandma.
Regardless.
And my mom.
We're a good road travel team.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's not about sharing the driving, it's about being a good team on the road.
No, exactly. We're a good team.
It's all about support while driving.
Yeah.
What's,
yeah.
When do you start getting that need for some support of when you know you got to push through? What do you like? Do you like music? Do you like talking?
I like podcasts personally.
Yeah, we all like different things. I feel like Jeff likes music. Uh-huh. Andy likes podcasts about things of serious matters.
Such as?
Just like we listen to like a death podcast or All Things Considered.
But really, I like.
No, there's that. What was it? Radio Lab about blood.
Yeah, the Radio Lab.
That one's so good.
It's really good.
That one's really good.
So, but I like Wait, Don't Tell Me. That's only 1 hour per week.
There's another good one called Ask Me Another.
Oh, really?
With Ophira Arison. Yeah, I'm not saying her name right. But anyway, they do it at the Bell House, and it's just like, it's. Do you like puns?
Yeah.
It's literally an hour game show about puns.
Do you ever go to the Punderdome?
Please do not open this
Where's
door.
Where's the Punderdome?
Darren and puns is just like,
what's the Punderdome?
It's awful.
The Punderdome is a New York, like, it's like a pun-up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you can, I can just see it in his eyes, just like,
oh, my God, really?
Okay. He's going to need to speak to you after the show.
Yeah, we're going
to go to the Bell House, too, or maybe Les Poissons Rouges, too.
It seems like Punderdome sounds like Bell House to a T.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ask Me Another is fantastic.
Do you go to the science ones?
I don't. Mm. Yeah. You got me scooped. It's all right.
Wow, you're really not as into puns as you thought you were.
I didn't. I don't know. I feel amiss that I didn't know about the Punderdome.
Somebody's going to be depressed tonight.
Oh, no.
He's
going to
be so happy when he finds out when the Punderdome
is. Yeah. I'm going to be like, oh, whoa. So many puns, so little time.
Yeah, there's a winner, so you could enter.
Oh.
Contest.
Okay.
The Punderdome?
Yeah.
Is that a location?
No.
It's a state of
state
mind.
Of mind, yeah.
These guys, clearly not their first radio show.
Clearly not our first time talking about puns.
Puns. Well, listen, I want to get one more song in, but I'm so excited that you came on.
Thank you.
I got a shout out to Girly Action.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Damien's the shit.
Damien, thanks for coming in. I heard
can't
that you had
curse
a late
on radio.
I heard you had a late night last night.
Your mother just heard you say
a little bit of a late night.
With the girlies, so it's okay.
Okay, that's fine. It's all for work. It's all for work. So do you guys want to shout out your social media, Twitter, etc.?
It's Francis Cone Band. Instagram, Francis Cone Band. Twitter, Facebook. That, however, is not our name. It's just Francis Cone. But Francis Cone was taken by
What's your MySpace and Friendster?
What's that?
If I were to find you on Lipstick and Cigarettes. Yeah, if they don't know Rex Manning, they don't know Friendster.
They've been on MySpace. This band is a MySpace band.
Dude, oh God, what was that?
MySpace page?
I'm trying
to. They have a new MySpace.
They, yeah.
There is, yeah. It's not worth anything.
It's still good to get band information. It's actually like still like the go-to source to get band contact information and agents. And things like
MySpace?
That.
No, yeah. Facebook absolutely is.
Oh.
I'll tell you about that a little later.
Yeah, you can school me. Well, I want to thank everybody. Shout out to Greg. Thank you, Carter. Shout out to Cherry Bomb. We are off next week because I'm going to go to the Flyers game. It had to happen.
Priorities, man.
Who are the Flyers?
Philadelphia
they
Flyers.
They play hockey. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Definitely not a Southern thing.
No, we don't have any ice, so.
Nashville has a team, so South Carolina,
isn't there
Florida.
A team in Charlotte, too, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right,
doesn't matter.
What's this last track we got?
It's called 85.
85. Okay, well, thanks so much. See you in 2 weeks. Enjoy the summer. Have some rosé. We'll see you next time.
Yay! Thanks for having us.
Oh, my God. Thanks for coming.
When she was 45, they gave her 40 years to die. But why, oh, why, oh, why? He pulled his heart away and said his last goodbye. Too soon to die.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.